All of Midnight Inc. laughed and joked around. It was just what they did. They were a family and ribbed each other often. What the hell was wrong with her? And why had she asked that question more than once in such a short period of time? Maybe she needed a break. Or a man. Nope, not gonna think about that last one. She patted Caliph's cheek so he would bend down. When he did so, she placed a small kiss on each one, then sighed.
I'm sorry, hon. I think I just need a nap.
Or to get laid.
Stop it, Sassy.
Shep narrowed his eyes at her, and she knew he didn't believe the words coming out of her mouth. But she ignored it. Her friends, as much as she loved them, didn't need to know everything about her.
You should go home, Sass, Shep put in. We aren't that busy, and if you're saying you need the rest, then take it.
He pulled her into a hug, and she inhaled his spicy scent that did nothing for her other than remind her that he was family.
We love you, babe. You've taken care of us, so now it's time to take care of yourself.
Sassy pulled back and pasted a smile on her face. Damn it. She knew that. Yet the whole idea of taking care of herself was the reason she was in this rut. Okay, so that was what was wrong with her.
Shep, sugar, you don't need to worry about Sassy.
He grinned, his eyes dancing at her use of third person. Exactly what she hoped for.
Every time you talk about yourself in the third person, you freak me out. You know that, right?
Sassy nodded, her hair falling over her shoulders again. She never could make it do what she wanted most days.
That's why I do it, Shep, dear. Now get to work on that stencil of yours. And you, Caliph? You left someone sleeping on your bench. How they could fall asleep getting a tattoo, I'll never know.
The big man grinned, then leaned down to kiss her cheek.
My hands are just that talented.
He wiggled his brows, and Shep made gagging sounds from beside her. Boys. They never grew up, even when one of them was rapidly approaching the big 4-0.
You're a menace, but I'm glad Jennifer has you. Now get back to work. Shep, don't forget that you need to bring in Shay for her next tattoo.
Shep smiled the smile that told everyone within a 3-block radius that he was in total love with the blue-eyed woman who needed more ink.
I will, don't worry. She can't have anything on her arms or lower legs because of work, at least for now. But she's thinking of something for her other hip.
Shay met Shep within Midnight Ink when she had wanted a tattoo, and because fate was awesome like that, the two had fallen for each other in the process. In fact, it seemed like love was in the air at Midnight Inc. It had only been a month or so since the last of the lovebirds had found their match. All in all, 8 couples, well, a triad in Eli's case, had fallen in love since the beginning of the year. Sassy liked to think she had a hand in each of those. Well, if she was counting, then yes, she'd help each couple stagger through the murky waters of falling in love. After all, it wasn't all rainbows and unicorns. The best kind of love and happiness came after the parts where the couple had to work for it and find their way. Each of the couples who found love at Midnight Inc. had been through their own unique forms of torture and now looked forward to bright futures and happy endings. It didn't mean that Sassy wouldn't get hers, though. She closed her eyes and took a deep breath through her nose. No, she wouldn't think about that. Wouldn't think about them. She hadn't thought about her past and those she'd left behind for so long that it was now just a distant memory. Sure, the taste of bitterness and regret still settled on her tongue once in a while. But it didn't rule her life, didn't rule her choices. At least, that's what she told herself.